from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They were in the top three offensively last year in the ACC.
Yeah.
They were not very good on defense. They've got a new defensive coordinator. They got some players out of the portal. If they can play defense a little bit better, they give people tremendous headaches with their offense, their running quarterback, and the offense.
Haynes King got to not turn the ball over, as you know. 16 interceptions last year.
There you go. You guys like Saban on game day? I do.
I love it. Yeah. I've said this word a few times since we've been on air, but an unhinged Nick Saban with nothing, like, he doesn't have to, he doesn't have to go back into the office. Like, he has no parameters on anything right now. So to have him on game day and to see, like, the true Nick, and he's funny.
He is funny.
He is
funny, like, subtly funny.
And witty and entertaining. And I want the Lake Burton chilling, relaxing at his lake house, Nick Saban on college game day.
Well, he was on McAfee Friday in the Pat McAfee show, which was a disaster.
Disaster.
Because they actually pulled the plug on McAfee at one point in time.
Yeah.
He was like nine Guinnesses in.
He was just absolutely obliterated. But he asked Saban. So it's Saban's in between him and AJ Hawk and where they're at. And he asked Saban a question. And the way he asked it, he did what a lot of people in this business do. They ask you a question while giving you the answer and the question, and they want you to validate it.
He does not like that.
And he looks at McAfee, and he looked at AJ Hawk, and he goes, "You keep asking me questions and answering them. What do you want me to do?" And I was like, "Yes," because a producer, I've told hosts before, dude, you didn't ask a question.
Yeah.
You made a statement and wanted that person to answer it, and Saban straight up called.
Can I just tell you, as a Alabama alum with a broadcast degree that sat in many of his pressers, we heard that all the time. We heard it all the time. He has stopped press conferences numerous times and go, "Are you going to ask me a question?" I mean, that is like Nick Saban one-on-one. And let me tell you, if you were a student that went through broadcasting, you worked in athletics, and you sat in those press conferences, you learned everything you needed to know
about
interviewing.
That's probably more valuable than any of the courses you took.
It was incredibly... Yes, it was invaluable experience.
Imagine that. See, Nick Saban never stops coaching.
Never.
Never. I love him on there. I think someone that, for one, what do a lot of people do when they get out of the game is they don't, you know, Herb Street, I believe, studies. I know Todd Black was a guy that studies. You know, I work with Arch. He's the ultimate. He's all the time. I'll call Arch on a Wednesday, and I'll ask him a question about, "Hey, what are we doing here with this?" Like, some of the broadcasting, and we start. Next thing I know, we're 45 minutes in, and we're talking about what he saw on film from the Steelers or whatever, right? Because he's watching it. And But there are a lot of guys that I've also worked in radio booths. I did a national radio game with a guy one time. We showed up to the game, and it's 40 minutes to kickoff, and he's doing his research. Uh-oh. Right then.
Uh-oh.
And there's always a tweaking, but this guy was making his chart, his flip, his spotter chart, and writing in stats and building it. And I'm like, and I'm used to working with Wes and Arch every week, right? We have this stuff already in hand. They've already done it. But Saban, you know, is going to show up and know he's going to done all that work because he still loves it. So I love him in there.
Well, I'm sorry, but we're going to do this. We're going to go on the huddle, but we're still going to delve into Georgia Tech in the huddle because I don't care about anything ancillary in the NFL. We need to talk about what happened locally. But let's do in the huddle.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
With In the Huddle on the morning shift.
You hear what I did there? Executive decision. You can't bury the lead.
I like it.
Do we care about the Titans' cuts? No. Patriots' cuts? No. We have a team, a college football team, that's been vying for relevance for quite a while now, and they are suddenly relevant.
And Georgia hasn't played. They didn't play week zero.
Yes, they did not play week zero.
So this is all about Tech. I like it.
I like it. Because Tech never gets any love. Well, they haven't earned any. But now they've earned some love.
You know what? Last season, though, they did with Brent Key.
Certainly. Absolutely.
I mean, first bowl game, first winning season since 2018.
Absolutely.
I mean, the I shouldn't say the tide is turning, but
yeah,
I mean, you know what I mean.
You just always got to talk about Alabama.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring it back to Alabama, but.
If you cut your finger on that piece of paper, are you going to bleed crimson?
I mean, probably.
Well, I think that's what some people's color blood is. Anyways, Brent Key is now 5-0
against ranked teams
from the ACC.
Yes,
that is 5-0 against national ranked teams from the ACC. Now, obviously, he's played Georgia twice and not come out well, but that's a little bit different.
Gave him something to think about, though. It represented pretty well.
But think about a year. All right, this time 2 years ago. You were heading into the final year of the Jeff Collins era,
mm-hmm.
and you won. I think you'd won one game that year when he took over. Maybe he had a second game against a non-power Division I, whatever school, FBS school, whatever you want to mm-hmm. call it. And Brent Key, look at all the wins he's accumulated since. He actually won
good wins.
Yeah, yeah. He won more games in a season and a quarter than Jeff Collins won in. What, 3.5 seasons?
I think with him, and I'll never forget the video when they announced him, like, you know, when he was interim and then they announced him as head coach and they showed it in the meeting room and the players erupted.
Right.
That's all you needed to know is that whatever this guy is doing, you know, and he's a player's coach, right? But being in there, those guys love him and they're playing their hearts out.
You know why Brent Key got the job, don't you? You can thank me.
Oh, here we go. All here about Tribble.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is. Who was that? Willie Fritz, is that his name, from Tulane? And they were on the brink of hiring him, and I did a show that particular day, and I just opened up a can of whoop you know what on Georgia Tech administration. Go, what are you doing? What are you doing? You've got the guy that's so passionate about this program. Brent Key should be your coach. Next thing you know, Brent Key gets hired. I'm going to take credit for that.
Well, good for you. No,
emphatically impassioned plea.
All the Tech fans, thank you. Willie Fritz, I think also there was some contract situations that came on. You know, there was
It. It's all about me getting him that gig.
Yes, it is.
My impassioned plea for Georgia Tech to do the right thing and get the right guy into the gig, and it's Brent Key.
When you sit down, and look, Jeff Collins, I think, is a fine guy. I don't have anything personal against him, but being around him and then being around Brent Key, there's a utter difference. Jeff mm-hmm. Collins was a good defensive guy.
He's at Carolina now.
He was a defensive coordinator at Florida for a year or two, and he was good before he went and took the job at Temple. But when you sit down with Brent Key, it is football, and it is all about football. And there's a way that he control. We did an off the record thing with him, and you know I'll stick to what you know you can the things you can talk about. I'm not going to give away things he said, but the way he controlled the room. And the way he went about it and is honest and the excitement and the way he talked about the future of the program. I said earlier he was a George O'Leary guy, but he's not George O'Leary, right? He's not
going to
leave
it. Oh, there's a lot of George O'Leary in him, though.
There is, but What I mean is he's not going to see the Notre Dame. I don't think in 7 years, if Brent Key's won here, the Notre Dame job pops up. He's like, oh, got to go. I think Brent Key wants to be here forever. I think he wants to build something.
I honestly think that, too.
Yeah.
And they got plans. He has plans. They're working on upgrades with that stadium and with some of the rooms that they have in the weight room, that kind of stuff, some of the facilities that they're working with. He could be a lifer here if Tech does it right. Mm-hmm. So might as well. Let me tell you something, Jay Batt. I know that you're probably familiar with him. He's an Alabama mm-hmm. guy, too. You better go ahead and start looking for some funding for the coach, because I think you keep getting some wins like that, you're going to be ponying up some more money.
Well, they got their NIL situation. Looks a lot better than it did, too.
You know, you can thank for that? Brent Key. I'm serious.
I wasn't going to take credit for that one.
No, I just meant that's a guy that came in and he knew the importance of that. That's one of the things I spoke to him about.
He knows the inner workings. Georgia Tech's a different place altogether from many, many other places. He knows the inner workings combined with his passion. He just kind of knows how to deal with that bureaucracy. And so far, so good, certainly. Not going to be an easy road for Tech, though. Virginia Tech's supposed to be really good. Notre Dame's going to be coming to Atlanta.
They could be 4-0, though, before they hit. Who was it? Is it Louisville, maybe?
Louisville was in the title game 4-0. Last year, yep. Yeah. Georgia State coming to the Flats on
this week?
Saturday night. Yep, 8 o'clock kickoff down there on the Flats as well.
Yeah, they could be 4-0 before they get Louisville. I mean, they could be, honestly, they could be 6-0 playing Notre Dame here in Mercedes-Benz. Imagine that game. Imagine that game if Notre Dame's, 3 or 4 in the country still undefeated and Tech is somewhere in the teens.
Right.
That could be fun.
Giddy up.
What'd be really fun is Georgia Tech game where both are in the top 10. That hasn't happened in decades and decades and decades.
We're not talking about Georgia today, Rob.
Sorry.
It's all about Tech.
It's all about Tech. Yeah. That is right. I set that precedent, too.
You did.
Keep me in line. All right, going to come back. Let's talk a little bit about the Braves. Well, they take 2 out of 3. They pretty successful homestand, but good Lord. Is it time for Braves pitchers start going after the opposing team? All these hits on the hands and wrists. It's time to do some headhunting, I think. Old school baseball. That's next in the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 99 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.